Welcome to the Elective Rotation Podcast Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. Hypotension from dexmedetomidine is a common side effect, but is there a way to predict it? A retrospective study published in the International Journal of Critical Illness and Injury Science, September 2016, examined 283 patients who received dexmedetomidine to identify risk factors for hypotension. After multivariate analysis, the risk factors associated with dexmedetomidine-related hypotension were, number one, low baseline mean arterial pressure, especially below 70 millimeters of mercury, number two, increasing Apache II score, and number three, history of coronary artery disease. Despite being a single-center study, several elements suggest the results may apply to other ICUs. No patient received a bolus of dexmedetomidine. The dose range for dexmedetomidine was up to 1.4 mics per kilo per hour, which is a commonly used max dose range. However, only a third of the patients in the study received doses greater than 1 mic per kilo per hour, and excessive titration or dose adjustment more frequent than every 30 minutes was similar in both the hypotensive and non-hypotensive groups. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my in-depth training on the practical use of dexmedetomidine and other sedatives in the ICU. To join the Academy for members-only trainings, literature updates, and discussion forums, go to PharmacyJoe.com/academy.